Georgie D.
Well, your dating hotline worked. You encouraged me to get out there, flick off a message, see what former dates are up to this evening, last night's evening. And you know what? Surprisingly, it was a great date. If you could call it a date, maybe more of a late night rendezvous. I haven't spoken to this guy in probably about a year, and the message started off with a bit of sass, a bit of banter, which led to I have a spa, which led to come and try out my spa. So I went to try out the spa. Funny enough, we didn't even try the spa. It was actually so good. It was nice. And it's now 2 o'clock the next day, and I've just gotten home. Thanks, Georgie. Hey guys, it's Ezra Fitz here. So now I have to tell you more about this little encounter last night. It was... God, I'm getting all excited just thinking about it. So I rock up to his place last night. And I get out of my car, I'm at the front, I parked in the driveway. And then for some reason I look up. Obviously I saw something. And it's him, just on the balcony. He's like, hey! Oh my gosh, hey! You on the balcony, as I tell you. Quick story, quick back date. The last two places I went to, he had two different houses and they both had balconies, and he was always on the balcony when I was there to greet me or to see me off. He'd stand on the balcony, so it was just actually hilarious. So I go upstairs, kisses, cuddles, hey, how you been? Oh my god, he looked stunning. Oh, he looked bigger, he was buffer than last time I saw him. Yeah. Tanned, maybe even a slightly longer hair. Yeah, it was great. And I look a lot different too. So it was funny when we saw each other. Went for a tour around the house. The house is gorgeous. It's like a little townhouse with amazing views of the river, the city, and the ocean. I mean, stop it, seriously. I go for a tour. Drop my bags down. Hey, do you want a drink? Yes, absolutely. I'll have a beer. I had a beer. We go outside, we just start chatting. We have lots to catch up on, where we've been, what we've been up to for the past 18 months. And we soon discovered that we have both been through almost the exact same thing. We both had relationships, we both had huge growth, heartbreak, love. Spiritual encounters, we have changed and grown, and our perspectives have completely they're so different to last time that we saw each other, but for the better, absolutely for the better. So it was really interesting, and it was actually mind-blowing that how similar both of our stories, both of our journeys that we have been through separately. Yeah, that was nice. It was really nice. And then soon the beverages ran out, so I'm back inside. And then, but this time we didn't go back out to the balcony. We went to the bedroom.